Nothing will be real in 12 to 24 months. Nothing will be real at all. No, and it will be impossible to, and it will be impossible to tell what is real. The only things that you know will be your direct personal experience with anything, with people, with meetings, which is why getting out and meeting people is extremely important, because it's the only way that we know that something is real. Because, perhaps I'm not real. Perhaps you're not real. Okay. I mean, we live in that time right now. We live in a time right now where we just don't know. Nothing that is the intelligent AI systems. One of the reasons why the internet was set up was so that computers could learn from people. And every time somebody put a piece of data on the internet, the computer learned about the world from that piece of data. Now, this has been happening for 20 years. You can argue more, 30 years, right? But basically, computers have been learning about the world through this system for 20 years. Now computers understand everything better than we understand everything. They understand us better than we understand us. And so we need to get ready for what is going to come next, which is the fact that we're not going to know what's real. And our kids are not going to know what's real. The media and the data which is given to us, which is a kind of information food, is going to be, it's going to need to be monitored very carefully, because our perception is based upon our experience through our senses, and the digital world can change how we experience things. And we need to be very careful because, for example, here's an example. A lot of our ideas of history come from films. Like, we watch a film and we get an idea or perspective on history. Maybe it's a film about cowboys. Maybe it's a film about the Roman Empire. Maybe it's a film about, I don't know, Cleopatra or the American Revolution or the Second World War or whatever. And this film that we watch gives us a picture of history. But we also have to understand that films are not real. And this picture that we have of history might also not be real, because it's based on the media, the information food that we've been fed. And we're not going to be able to tell in the future what is real and what is not. It's going to be very, very difficult. And in business, it's going to affect businesses with the sense that the product design is going to be done by the computers, the packaging is going to be done by the computers, the delivery is going to be done by the computers. And we have to be ultra careful and monitor what's going on, because if we're not careful, we're all gonna lose our jobs. Because it's gonna happen like this. Somebody somewhere is gonna make a decision. Oh, we don't need all these people. And they'll be gone, just like that. And whole industries will disappear overnight. You understand that Hollywood is dead. It's finished. Hollywood is dead. It's finished already. Forget about what you know. Hollywood is finished. Disney is finished. Forget about it. It's done. It's toast, right? These industries are not involved in the transformation that's happening with the technologies to a greater extent. And Disney has more chance of surviving than Hollywood, because Disney has created its own television channel and can put digital media on there, and that's a great move. But how long that will last, nobody knows at this moment in time. It depends on subscription rates, which depend on people having jobs to be able to pay for those subscriptions. And those jobs might or might not exist. And think about the information that is fed to teachers, right? that we need to parse, which means to look very carefully at all of the data and all the information and make sure that our children are getting a diet of balanced information that is as accurate as we can possibly imagine. Because it's my opinion, and just my opinion, that everything on the news is a script. Nothing is real. Everything on the news is a script. It's written by somebody else, somewhere else, for somebody else's agenda to create an emotional reaction. But there's nothing real that is left there. And so we have to, and in digital media and magazines and newspapers as well, although that's dying, I think, and will disappear completely in the future. Anyway, positive side for businesses, streamlining large amounts of data and information to make small percentage gains, which over a long period of time mean that you win. Because 1% a year over 10 years is 10%. And that's growth, and growth matters for companies because you grow or you die. Okay, moving on.